30 taon lang si Rosanna Bricknell nang malaman mula sa mga doktor na siya ay may stage 3 Hodgkin's lymphoma, isang uri ng blood cancer na nakakaapekto sa lymphatic system. Bata, maayos ang katawan at walang family history ng cancer, kaya hindi niya akalaing magkakaroon siya nito.
Oh man, well I definitely thought I was, you know, like there was no way I possibly thought I would ever get cancer.
Hanggang magdesisyon siyang magpakonsulta sa GP dahil sa maliliit na sintomas.
I first noticed like I had a tumor in my neck that was pretty big and that I noticed in April 2022 and I didn't get diagnosed until November and I sort of ignored it. I just didn't think anything of it. I was really busy. I was finishing exams for my master's and then backpacking around Europe, so I didn't think much of it. And got back to Australia and thought, I'll probably check that out.
Sa gitna ng pagpaplano ng kanyang kasal, pinasangguni si Rosanna sa isang hematologist.
I remember getting sent off with my referral to the cancer center to see her and sitting in the waiting room of the cancer center thinking, oh wow, this blood doctor, you know, must be convenient for her to see me here and thinking really sorry. I was like, I'm so sorry for all the people in this waiting room because I must be the only person who doesn't have cancer. And then I obviously went into the appointment and she told me that I did have cancer. And I was so shocked, which I was clearly in denial beforehand.
Ang blood cancer ang pinaka-nakamamatay na cancer sa Australia kung saan 6,000 ang nasasawi kada taon. Isang bagong research mula Leukemia Foundation ang nagpapakita na isa sa 12 Australians ang direktang maaapektuhan ng blood cancer. Sinabi ng General Manager ng Blood Cancer Partnership for Leukemia Foundation na si Tim Murphy na nasa 47% na ang rate ng blood cancer sa Australia sa nagdaang dekada.
There are about 140,000 Australians who are living with the blood cancer today, and we anticipate that will double by 2035. So that means that about 8% of all Australians will be diagnosed with the blood cancer at some stage in their life. And that means that today, that means that 1 in 12 Australians, in fact, will be affected by blood cancer. So it's a huge number of people.
Dagdag ni Ginoong Murphy, ang blood cancer tulad ng leukemia at Hodgkin's lymphoma ang pinakamarami sa mga edad 50 pataas, pero maaari itong makaapekto anuman ang edad.
The blood cancers, because they are cancers of our blood and our immune system, and we all have blood and an immune system, they can affect at any point, they can occur at any point in time, from birth right through to the latter stages of your life. It is one of the great challenges of being human is that our blood system can in fact go awry, and when it does, it can become cancerous.
Sa kabila ng pagtaya na ang blood cancer ay makakaapekto ng halos 8% ng populasyon, maraming Australians na tulad ni Rosanna ang hindi alam ang tungkol sa kanilang kondisyon.
I didn't really know very much about blood cancer. Obviously, I knew about Delta Goodrum having had it and I had the same one as her. But otherwise, I just sort of knew about leukemia generally, but I didn't know how many different kinds of blood cancer there were and the different ways that they can present with symptoms or anything like that.
Isa sa 3 Australians na may blood cancer ang sinasabing namamatay sa loob ng 5 taon mula nang ma-diagnose. Sinusubukan ng mga cancer researchers tulad ni Dr. Ashwin Unnikrishnan ng University of New South Wales na mapababa ang statistics sa zero. Bilang pangulo ng molecular mechanism sa Leukemia Laboratory, sinabi ni Dr. Unnikrishnan na ang kanyang research ay nakatuon sa uri ng blood cancer na may mababang survival rates.
So to give you an example, individuals over the age of 65 who get diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia typically only survive 12 to 15 months post initiation of the best forms of treatment that we have. So you can make out that what we have in our arsenal to currently treat leukemia isn't sufficiently good enough because people aren't living long enough. And that really is the motivation for what we are doing as well. So everything that we study and research in my lab is aimed at improving treatment options.
Nakatanggap ang kanyang research lab ng $1 million na grant mula sa Leukemia Foundation para pondohan ang mga pananaliksik sa mga treatment ng blood cancer. Ayon sa foundation, Bukod sa pagpapababa ng mortality rates o pagkamatay sa mga blood cancer patients, mahalaga rin na mapabuti ang kanilang pamumuhay. Ayon kay Rosanna Bricknell, malaking tulong ang pagkakaroon ng mga taong nangangalaga sa kanya.
It changes everything. It was really, obviously it's pretty scary. Everyone makes it really nice. It's kind of this weird thing where chemotherapy, I think, is a very scary word, and I was terrified when I went in. And it's actually a really nice environment in some ways. You sit there and you don't usually need a needle. Like, I had a PICC line in my arm that had been installed by a surgery the previous week. And it's not until later that you feel sick. So it's chemo itself is quite a nice guided experience with all these kind nurses.
Matapos umailalim sa 4 na rounds ng chemotherapy at pagkakaroon ng matinding reaksyon sa fertility drugs, ibinahagi ni Rosanna ang malalang epekto ng treatment sa kanyang katawan.
Like, I expected all the vomiting. I knew I would get tired and foggy-headed, but I didn't realize that I would be on a massive dose of steroids and that would give me insomnia, or that I'd be allergic to one of my drugs. And so every time I had that one, which they couldn't take out of the protocol, I would go to hospital for a week, and I've still got scars all over my back from it. One of them is a neuroactive agent. So when they give it to you, you actually, the first time I had this really cool tingling sensation, and I was like, oh, this is sort of fun, actually. But then it would give me terrible, terrible pain in my cranial nerve, and I wouldn't be able to swallow or talk for a week. Yeah, and I still can't feel my toes. It kills the peripheral nerves in your fingers and toes. You lose heaps of weight. I lost 10% of my body weight in 1 week, and that was probably a bit much. Your hair falls out. That sucks. You don't need to go and get a wax, I guess, which is handy.
Ayon kay Dr. Unnikrishnan, may mga limitasyon sa kasalukuyang cancer research at treatment options. Pinupuntirian nito ang mga cells na mabilis nahahati sa pag-asang mapapatay ang mga cancer cells. Pero may mga kaparehong cells sa buhok at sikmura na nadadamay, kaya may mga pasyenteng nakakaranas ng paglalagas ng buhok at sakit ng tiyan. Ang bagong pananaliksik ay naglalayo na makabuo ng mas targeted na treatment para mabawasan ang pagkasira ng ibang bahagi ng katawan at DNA.
A smarter way to do this would be if you can find what's unique or different about the cancer cells, what makes them different from healthy blood stem cells, you can then leverage that difference to create something that is more targeted.
Ang kanyang ginagawa na molecular process ay tinatawag na RNA splicing na tumutukoy sa iba't ibang klase ng protina sa genes.
There's a process specific to the leukemic cells that could potentially be therapeutically targeted. And that's the approach that we've been taking and the funding that we've received as well. Can we leverage this aberrant process of faulty RNA splicing that's happening within the leukemic stem cells? And can we develop a drug that specifically target this process and hopefully therefore specifically eliminate the leukemic cells whilst not affecting the healthy cells?
Kung magiging matagumpay ang treatment na nakasentro sa cancer cells, makakatulong ito sa mga tulad ni Rosanna na mamuhay ng maayos sa kabila ng sakit.
I just can't do the same things I used to be able to do. And so you actually, like, there are physical signs like the hair and stuff, but I really miss the person I used to be and how energetic and fun she was and what she could do with her life, because I can't do those things anymore.
Sa kabila ng panghabang buhay na epekto ng blood cancer, idiniklarang nasa remission si Rosanna noong nakaraang taon at ang kanyang kasal ay matutuloy na ngayong Hunyo.
So I absolutely would say, if you ever notice anything funny with your body, don't leave it a long time. Go and talk to someone, see your GP, get it checked out. I was so lucky that my GP knew how to do more tests and get to the bottom of this thing. And I had a tumor the size of, you know, it was 3 centimeters long in my neck. Like, you could see it, and I can see it in photographs of that time. And don't leave it because you think you're young and it's probably fine, because it might not be.
Yan ang ulat na binuo ni Sam Dover at Sydney Lang para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.